Zakta Hale Gemishna Baiter Mesechtas Meister Sheni, Peri Gimel, Mishna Beis. Okay, I have my Meister Sheni Peris. I switched it for money. I made the trip to Yerushalayim, Baruch Hashem. Now I have my Meister Sheni money in Yerushalayim. What can I or can't I buy with the Meister Sheni money? Zakta Mishna. Ein Leukchen Truma Bekasef. You can't buy Truma with the money you redeemed Meister Sheni on. You're reducing the possibilities of being able to eat it. Who can eat truma? Only a kohen. Someone who's not a kohen can't eat truma. And even amongst kohanim, it has to be a kohen that's tahar. Wait a second. You told me before, Meiser Sheni also can't be eaten by someone who's tameh. True. But even in regard to the halachis of tuma, truma is more strict than Meiser Sheni. Let's say a kohen tovels himself. Oh, after you tovel yourself, you're tahor, right? Not completely. Even after he went through the whole process, depends why he was tamei. But let's say at this point he's ready to tovel himself. After tefillah, he's still called a tful yoim. That means a little bit of the tumah stays until the sun sets. Right, that was the first Mishnah, Mesechtas Brachas. The very first Mishnah, Mesechtas Brachas, was Me'ei Mesai Kari Neshma Bi'arvis. From when can you start saying Shema? In the evening, Mishasha Kayhanim Nechnasim Lechol Betrumasa. That means Harav Shemesh, when the sun goes down. So even after the Kayin tovels himself during the day, he's not completely tar until the sun sets, and that time period from after Tefillah until when the sun sets, not just for a Kayin, but anyone who is Tameh, in that time period is called the Tvul Yom. He tovels himself, but he's still a little bit tameh. There's some vestige of tumah that remains for the remainder of the day. Well, the din is that while a tful yom can't eat truma, a tful yom can eat meiser sheni. So if someone's outright tumah, he can't eat meiser sheni. But if he tovel himself already, after he was allowed to tovel himself, and he's waiting for the sun to set, he can eat meiser sheni. So that's the reason, nachamal, sakta mishnah, peri gimel mishnah beis, Ein loichin truma bekesef meiser sheni. You're not supposed to buy truma with the money for meiser sheni. Neishume mayit bachilase. If you buy chulin, meaning non-truma, that meiser sheni could be eaten by anybody, a kayin or a non-kayin, and even by someone who was tummy and titled himself, who is a tful yaim. On the other hand, if you buy truma, only a kayin can eat it. And even though the kayin titled himself already, he's just waiting for the sun to set, he can't eat truma. So you're taking away opportunities from being able to eat the Meiser Sheni by using the money to buy truma with it. At least that's what the Tanakhama says. Rav Shimon Matir. Rav Shimon is matir to purchase truma with the money of Meiser Sheni. According to Rav Shimon, that you're taking away opportunities to eat it, that's not a problem. This machloikus in Rav Shimon and the Tanakhama says about tenura is not only in regard to Meiser Sheni, it's in regard to many similar in Yonim and Kachim. Where the Tanakhama holds, you can't do anything with kachim that's going to lead to less time to be able to eat it, because there's a greater chance you'll miss the deadline. And Rav Shimon does not have that concern. Amar lehem Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said to the Chachamim, who say you can't buy truma with it. Ma im hekel bezivchei shlamim. Ma dach that the Torah is mekel. It says you can spend meiser sheni money on buying carbon shlamim. You know what can go wrong with a carbon that you can't eat it? If the kohen has a machshava during one of the avodais, during one of the main avodais, to eat it after the time period, the carbon becomes pigel. You have a deadline for the carbon shlamim, 2 days and a night, the day you shechted that night and the next day, it could become tameh, and you can't eat it. Yet not only does the Torah allow us to use meiser sheni money to purchase carbon shlamims, that's the preferred thing to do. But we're not concerned with the fact there are so many chances that you won't be able to eat it. So that's true for a shlamim. Loi nokel b'truma, should you not be makel by truma? There are less chances by truma that you won't be able to eat it. Amrulai, so they said to Reb Shimon, ma'am hekel, you know why we're makel b'zivchei shlamim by purchasing behemoths for a shlamim with the money of Meiser Sheni, because l'maisa shehein, they, meaning the carbon shlamim, mutarim lizarim, it's mutter even for non-kohanim like Meiser Sheni, because shlamim is kadoshim kalim. The basar of the shlamim is eaten by the bailim. So lemaisa, anybody can eat it. So nakal b'truma, we should be makal by truma, we should be lenient by truma, and allow you to purchase truma with maaser sheni money. She asur lezarim, that it's asur b'yachila for anyone who's not a kayan. The fact that only a select amount of people can eat it, this outweighs everything else. Yes, by shlamim there could be problems. There could be pigle, there could be nicer, there could be tummy. But everybody can eat it. Your whole family can eat it. How can you compare that to truma that could only be eaten by kaihanim and their families? Let me ask you something. Reb Shimon says, look at a karmen shlamim. It has all these problems that truma doesn't have. Or possible problems, like pigle. Okay, pigle, that the kohen should have a machshava to eat it after the zman. That I understand is not by truma. Noiser, there's a deadline by karbanos. A shlamim has only the day you shechted that night and the next day. That I understand is not by truma. But Reb Shimon also says v'tame. See, a shlamim becomes tame, you can't eat it. Truma doesn't have that, but truma does have that. If you're tame, you can't eat truma either. Why does he mention tame over here? So the Batanura explains. True. Truma also becomes possible when it becomes tame. But there are certain things that are metame. The basar of a carbon that wouldn't be metame truma. I'm not going to get into the technicalities of tumah v'tahara. Hopefully we'll be learning Seder Tahara is b'li neder b'yazer Hashem Yisbarach. But for example, something that's a shlishi l'tame, it would be metame a shlamim. But it wouldn't be metame truma. If a shlishi touches hegdish, it becomes a revi. But if a shlishi touches truma, nothing happens. If a sheni touches truma, the truma becomes a shlishi. So that's what Reb Shimon means over here. There's pigle that's only by shlamim. There's noisa that's only by shlamim. There are types of tuma that are only by shlamim, not by truma. So if the Torah allows us to buy a karmen shlamim, even prefers that we buy a karmen shlamim with the money of maaser sheni, in fact, Reb Shimon, truma for sure should be allowed. To which the Chachamim answer, you still have to look at the types of people that can eat it. Truma is limited to one part of Klal Yisrael, Kaihanim. And the Shlamim can be eaten even by non-Kaihanim. By the way, even by the Shlamim, the Mefarshim point this out, not the entire Shlamim can be eaten by non-Kaihanim. There's the Chaz of a Shaykh that goes to the Kayan. There's the Amrim that you're makter on the Mizbeach. But most of the meat could be eaten even by non-Kaihanim.